This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about, well, whatever you'd like to talk about. We have some things that we bring in for, well, basically every show to give us something to talk about. But you're welcome to call in about any topic. The things that I've brought in tonight are quite a far-ranging bit of variety. The first one that I'd like to talk about is a school district bans students from wearing pajamas while doing online learning.
Like, is, define pajamas.
Well, right. And, like, is what you wear relative at all to what you learn over the internet?
Well, this is education. It has to be very uptight, and we need to have a dress code. We can't just get rid of dress codes.
We could talk more about that. I also brought in an article by Jeffrey Tucker from the American Institute for Economic Research, where he states, we need a principled anti-lockdown movement. And I agree with that statement, at least.
He should move to New Hampshire.
Indeed, he should. Also, a Broward gym owner arrested for the third time. This time after moving all of his gym equipment outdoors in an attempt to, you know, keep his business open and keep, you know, bread on the table and all that kind of stuff.
Appeasement does not work.
No, it certainly doesn't. I've got another article where a lawyer claims that states already have the authority to fine or jail people who refuse coronavirus vaccines.
Oh, I'm sure that that he believes that. I mean, it looks like the states have the ability, and he uses the term authority, and that's just a makeup word.
He cites a legal precedent that dates back to 1905.
Yeah, I mean, they by all evidence, are able to tell people what to wear. I mean, that's what they're doing with the mask thing now.
And so, apparently pajamas.
Of course they can tell you what not to wear, and of course they can tell you what to put in your body and what not to put in your body. So, I mean, they own you from top to bottom. And until people are going to do something about that, and I don't mean violence.
Right.
I mean peaceful, like non-cooperation, getting together in the same geographic area like we've done here.
Indeed.
Until people are actually willing to take steps, then they're just going to keep getting what they've always got, which is more control.
And we do have another piece from a couple of professors this time who take the daring step to ask, have you ever felt like government doesn't really care what you think? That's funny to us
always.
Because, you know, we've been thinking that for, well, a long time.
Well, I mean, really the question is, have you ever paid attention? Because
right.
If you've paid attention, then you know they don't care what you think.
Indeed. But they go through the, you know, all of the phases.
Of denial, you mean?
Well, of how did they come to this conclusion, and why are they thinking this way, and what evidence is there to link them to whether or not government really does care what the people think? Does it do the will of the people and all that kind of stuff?
It does somebody's will.
It certainly does, and forcefully, too. Certainly doesn't do my will.
Nope.
I know that anything that I've ever wanted the government, I've never wanted the government to positively, like, do anything. I've never said, to my knowledge, I've never said, the government should do X. Right, but what I have said is the government shouldn't do a lot of things, and they just continue to do all
they
of the things.
They shouldn't exist, but here we are.
So my opinion obviously makes, you know, no difference to them whatsoever, as I'm sure does, well, most of yours in the listening audience tonight. Speaking of the studio, myself, I'm the captain.
Hey,
I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
And we are going to talk about... all this and more. The pajamas thing just really, really got me. I was like, wait a minute. Okay. Now, you know, when I was in grade school, some kid probably threw a temper tantrum or whatever, and, like, his parents were tired of dealing with his BS, and was like, all right, fine. And he came to school in, like, pajama bottoms and a T-shirt. right? But with shoes, you know, I don't know, slippers or something on, right? You know, and nobody really cared. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a big deal, you know. But now this school district has banned students from wearing pajamas while at home doing online learning.
Yeah, I was going to ask if it was a college or if it was a, you know, lower level school, like a high school or something like that. So it sounds like it was sort of grade school, high school, middle school level.
It seems that way. Let's find out.
Because, I mean, if I'm going to a college, then I'm definitely paying for those courses, right? Like, you have to pay to go to college. Certainly you're paying for government school prior to that, but it's through taxes, so it's not as direct. But as a paying customer, I'd be livid if I was told I couldn't wear pajamas.
This article is really poor reporting because I don't think it says what grade the student is
well,
in.
Well, if it's a school district, then it's pre-12, 12 or earlier.
Right, right. Yeah. So it's at least, what, middle school, grade school?
High school. If it's the whole school district, then it would be all of them.
This is out of Springfield, Illinois. This is from, actually reported on by King 5 out of Seattle, but it's from Springfield, Illinois. Some parents in Illinois are a bit perplexed by a rule for students doing remote learning. The Springfield School District has a dress code for kids taking classes online. I don't know what to say about that. It's,
you know, I remember back in the government school days for me, I don't think anybody cared or liked the dress code. It was never something that anyone had any appreciation for. It was always seen as a frustration and a hindrance and a restriction.
I remember kids getting kicked out for wearing, like, the wrong heavy metal band's t-shirt.
Or shorts that were too short for the girls and things like that. Yeah.
Yep. And even, like, amongst an age group where none of that really mattered, you know, at all. You know, prepubescent teens, you know, 10, 11-year-olds, that kind of a thing. It's like, really? You know, this is more about the adults being upset about something than it is about what the kids are wearing, but sure. This Springfield School District has a dress code, and according to CBS affiliate WCIA, WCIA, that's funny, they cannot wear pajamas. Horrifying. Pajamas, they must be horrifying when worn while you're at home taking online classes.
I still want to know what they what defines pajamas. I mean, is it the pattern that you're wearing? Because, like, how do you know that I'm wearing pajama pants, for instance?
Yeah, what if I sleep in my denim jean shorts and a T-shirt?
I don't understand.
And those are my pajamas.
When I've had a few different sets of so-called pajamas, they come with a T-shirt that looks like sometimes any other T-shirt, and then the pants are just sort of these generic pants. They have pockets, they have a flap on the front, and they have a certain pattern to them. I mean, is it the pattern that defines whether they're pajama pants? Is it their comfort level that defines whether they're pajama pants?
Yeah, I don't know. I do know a guy who, when I worked in the, we'll call it the cubicle farm, the corporate office environment, you know, these corporate offices often have celebrations on certain holidays.
Yeah, you dress up like a certain thing or whatever.
Halloween comes around, and he found, this guy's like 6'3 or something, right? But he found like a man-sized onesie.
Yeah,
right,
okay.
With the I don't know what you call it, the vinyl feet on the bottom,
right?
You know, and like, you know, had the footies
the
and everything.
Flap, it was, have a butt flap.
It had the butt flap,
there
and it was a full zip up.
No, I think most people would agree those are pajamas. Right?
I think most people would agree those were pajamas, but he did wear them to work.
That's awesome, and no problem.
It wasn't a problem.
Was it just on the special day?
It was just on the special day that I'm aware of.
All right.
I mean, maybe I was out sick one day and he wore them another day, and I'm not aware of it. But he did wear them, and you know, everybody thought it was great.
That's
and funny.
Fun.
Like, how did you find a onesie that was, you know, that big, right? Because he's a tall dude.
He'd probably talk to the furries or something like that.
Something. Parents weren't too thrilled about the pajama banning, telling the TV station the district shouldn't have a say in what happens in their homes. I completely agree.
You should get your kids out of government school because it's just going to get worse.
Quote, I made the decision for my kids to be at home, and I don't really see how any district can come in and say what my kid can't wear in my house, according to Elizabeth Ballinger. That's the parent. I don't think they have any right to say what happens in my house.
Well, but they have the right to take your money from you, so you're not going to complain about that, right?
I think that's the first thing she
said. We need government schools. We just don't want them doing the things we don't want them to do.
She says, I think they have enough to worry about as opposed to what the kids are wearing. They need to make sure they're getting educated. Well, I got news for you, Elizabeth. Education is probably like, I don't know, the 15th thing down on their list.
I want to know how long before one of these kids gets swatted for smoking a cigarette or a joint on the camera.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. 855 450 free like freedom. We'll get to your calls and your thoughts and more. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the live Monday night edition, the kick-ass edition, if you will. The night of the week where, well, somebody was crazy enough to decide to let me sit in the first chair. So, you know, I both, I thank you and also I'm sorry. That's to our listeners. I'm welcome and you're sorry. No, you're welcome and I'm sorry.
There All right.
Both of those things in a row. Tonight in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And we've been talking about this article from King 5 out of Seattle about a school district in Illinois who has banned pajamas from online learning.
Thou shalt not be comfortable while in our class. Yes, you're not actually in our class. You're at home. But you still can't do what you want.
We will tell you what to wear in your own homes.
Mm-hmm.
In your living room, your office, your makeshift office, whatever it is you got going on, your outside porch. No pajamas are allowed to be worn while learning remotely.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically reaching into your home and saying that their jurisdiction now extends into the area around your video camera.
It's like they're reaching through the internet and having their way.
Yep. Well, as long as people let them get away with it, they will.
We'll talk more about that. But first, let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts.
What are they going
to
do before you go on? What are they going to do if the students in a given class decide they are all going to wear pajama pants one day?
Let's give the students lots of ideas. Students, what are they going to do if you all wear pajamas one day while online learning? That's a great question.
None of you can come back. Okay.
Yeah, great, thanks.
Thanks.
Sweet, we just got out of school.
Can I have the tax money back, too?
Right. Will, in Springfield, New Jersey, it appears. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just curious. I came into, you know, I'm in my mid-30s now, and I came into, you know, libertarianism and really a lot of this political thought, you know, a little later in life. I was about 2008 when Ron Paul was running for office.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my college roommates was a big, he was a libertarian, never really talked about it much. And I guess he really kind of got me into it, or at least allowed me or helped me to recognize that I really think along these lines a lot more than I thought. And I guess I was wondering what you guys thought about that versus, you know, typical like liberalism and conservatives out there. I mean, conservatives are very loud and very negative when it comes to violating, you know, their moral high ground or going against the neoconservative way of foreign intervention.
Sometimes religion, right, yeah.
You could see them on the streets today. I mean, I don't even have to get into all that, you know, with the rioting, the looting, and their fake causes and whatnot.
Yep,
I guess I'm just wondering if you think that it's a consequence of having a non-aggression pact and a consequence of respecting people's rights so much that the libertarian, you know, political ideology is somewhat kept, not kept down, but kept quiet, because it's really against the nature of people who believe in it to, you know, loudly, aggressively push their thoughts, whether it be on television or in, you know, general, you know, social culture. I just wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
Yeah, if you're anything like me, Will, it's, for me, it was the result of actually looking into things myself and then deciding where, if anywhere, did I fall in this political divide, right? Because we all know it's a two-party thing, right? You're either Republican or you're Democrat, or then you're maybe like a Libertarian or a Green Party or some other unheard-of party that nobody pays any attention to anyway.
Right.
And so for me, it was just looking and going one day after not being settled on it. I never declared that I was anything. I, in fact, had avoided politics because all politicians just smell like used car salesmen to me whenever they talk on television or you see, read them in the news
so
or
easy.
Whatever. Yeah, you just get that vibe, that greasy, slimy, like, you know, some people can detect a liar. And like to me, if you start sounding like a politician, I go, that guy's lying.
Yep.
Or girl, depending on the, you know, or whomever. So for me, it was just more of like a realization that these two parties are more of the division amongst people than they are the unification amongst people. And then the other thing was examining the facts, right? Like, who is responsible for the most deaths of humankind over the last 100 years or so?
Government.
It's the organization known as government. So that's where I come from. Ian?
Yeah, I mean, as far as libertarians not wanting to promote what they believe in, I mean, certainly in our world, that's not the case. you know, our little world here in New Hampshire, where we're on the radio, obviously we're interested in promoting these things. We are out in the streets doing activism. There's going to be a mask freedom event here in Keene, New Hampshire this weekend.
There is on Saturday, right?
Yeah, this Saturday. So, I mean, here we are definitely out and about. I think libertarians, a lot of them do want to have people pay attention to the things that they believe, but in the mainstream media, that just doesn't happen. The government system is designed to keep the two parties in a stranglehold over the, you know, the system, and it works. They've kept the libertarians out of the presidential debates forever. So, you know, there's no fair shake being given to the Libertarian Party, nor the Green Party, or any of the other third parties for that matter. And it's a huge ball and chain that ties them down.
It is. And it comes down, for me, the biggest thing is education about what politics is, what it does, how it functions. Some people think that because they took civics class in high school, that they know how the government functions, or that, you know, they've participated in an election.
There's
or
three branches
help
government.
Yeah, all of that kind of thing. Exactly. But, like, you know, you look at the machinations of government and what it does. What I come from the technology industry, right? I've worked in technology for a couple of decades now, whether it's software or quality assurance or whatever. And I evaluate systems. And how you evaluate a system is based on the output of the system, right? And we can take a simple example of that. Let's take a saw, right? A logging saw. Mm-hmm. So all the logs come into the lumber yard, and you've got a saw. And this saw is evaluated by how fast and efficient and accurate it cuts all of the logs, right? Now, if you put those kind of measurements on government, right, what the people think government is supposed to do, it's supposed to protect your rights, it's supposed to defend you from invader, right? You know, this is what people think it's supposed to do. And if you go ahead and you look at the output of government based on those things, the results are none of that. They do absolutely zero of that. So,
well, and I have to say also, you know, and I hate to bring identity politics into it, but, you know, I am a Black American. And, you know, that makes me even more rare as far as, you know, not being along the typical, you know, guidelines of how we all have to vote. I mean, you know, the vice president even said, you know, I guess I ain't Black anymore because I don't want to vote for him. But,
doesn't that make you angry? Like, doesn't that, you know, for somebody like that to tell you what you are?
Well, you know what it does? It reinforces, and I've been telling my wife this for, you know, a while now. You know, some people are well-intended and some are not. But the bottom line is, you know, they can pander to, you know, my community in general, but they don't respect us. Mm-hmm. And respect is the difference between putting us on TV and having a commercial after you have the sad, like, you know, shelter animal commercial, and then they have like the treat us a certain way commercial. I don't
want to be associated with shelter animals. How could someone who wants to rule you, like Biden and Trump and the rest of them, how could they ever respect the things that they want to rule?
Yep. Appreciate the call tonight, Will. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, is our number. If you'd like to talk about that or anything else that's on your mind, we'll, of course, have more of your thoughts tonight and this evening, and we'll talk more about pajamas being banned in a Springfield, Illinois schools district. Free Talk Live, more coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Minutes after leaving the coronavirus briefing with the Secret Service agent, President Trump returns and says someone has been shot outside the White House by Secret Service agents.
There was a shooting outside of the White House and seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work, but there was an actual shooting, and somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person.
Lebanon's government is resigning after last week's explosion destroyed half of Beirut. More than 160 people died when a warehouse fire ignited tons of ammonium nitrate. The country's prime minister and his cabinet stepped down, but will stay on until a new government is formed. This is USA Radio News. Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is blasting Republicans for their unwillingness to compromise on more coronavirus relief.
I hope saner voices in the Republican Party will prevail and say, sit down with Pelosi, sit down with Schumer, and meet them in the middle, for God's sakes. That's what we're willing to do.
Schumer speaking there on MSNBC, he was not asked why Democrats shot down a proposal that would have kept enhanced unemployment benefits at $600 while the negotiations continue. The investigation continues into a home explosion in Baltimore that left one dead. Blair Adams with the Baltimore City Fire says they're prepared to stay on location through the night. She also said six people were taken to the hospital in serious condition. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio program syndicated nationally amongst somewhere close to 200-ish or so radio stations, depending on the day, week that you're listening. And you can call in and take control of the airwaves. We're big about free speech, with the exception, of course, of the FCC rules of basically the George Carlin seven words that you can't say. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And we were talking about the school district that has banned students from wearing pajamas while doing online learning from home. Presumably because of COVID, they can't go to school or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I mean, they could, but people are acting like it's the end of the world, so everybody has to act crazy.
We could talk more about that in moments, but first, let's go to Stephen from Ohio calling in on our Discord, which you can also join at discord.lrn.fm. Stephen in Ohio, what's on your mind?
Real quick, a lot of comment. I was homeschooled for most of high school, and they frankly didn't care what I wore, so it's really unusual to see them care so much.
Did you wear pajamas?
I would be in my underwear on the thing, and nobody would care.
Wait, when you say you were homeschooled, you were going to a government school, but from home, or you were homeschooled?
No. It was a charter school.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But what I wanted to discuss was the precedent on vaccinations being mandatory. I had read the same article.
Alleged court precedent?
Yes. Yeah. So what they're referring to is a ruling that's over a century old, Jacobson versus Massachusetts. There was a problem with smallpox at that point. We've eradicated it by now, thank God. But at the time, there was a order in a municipality in Massachusetts, and they had the Supreme Court had ruled that, you know, if they could demonstrate that the vaccination was necessary for public health on public safety, that they could impose a fine if a citizen refused to take the vaccination.
Well, I'm not paying the fine.
But
I'm not paying the fine if that's what it comes to.
Yeah, and the thing is, It's not really terribly broad as to whether or not just living in a municipality would make it so you had to pay the fine. But what they – I apologize if you hear the train, by the way. But the ruling basically stated the municipality, if I remember correctly, said that if they didn't like it, they could move to another municipality.
If you don't like it, you can leave.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know, and this is getting a little esoteric, what is the definition of a municipality?
I believe it's just city, village, township. No,
that's not a definition. What's a municipality?
I'm not sure what the legal definition of a municipality is.
Yeah, well, it's a legal term, right? So municipality, and I don't have the legal definition in front of me either, but, yeah, it is essentially this body politic, allegedly, that supposedly people join in order to have some sort of a better life or whatever. And am I by being physically on the ground in the place that people call Keene, New Hampshire, does that mean I'm part of their municipality? I don't know.
Right. It's like, well, what is the definition of a state, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing.
I suppose, in a way, you know, just to play devil's advocate, for the record, I don't agree with this, but I agree that maybe on paper it kind of makes sense for them to say, if you don't like it, you can leave. Mm-hmm. Like, if I, you know, my parents always told me when I was growing up, if I didn't like the rules of their house, I could leave.
Yeah, but that's private property versus arguably public property.
Well, still, it is good advice. You can always, if you don't like Massachusetts, just move north. If you,
come to the fire.
If you love freedom, you can just move to New Hampshire and be with other people who actually care about it.
Since I brought the article in, I just want to cite the quote from this particular attorney, because this is an opinion piece, but he cites a bunch of legal arguments, and indeed it is the Jacobson versus Massachusetts a bit, but he says that case formed the legal basis for vaccine requirements at schools and has been upheld in subsequent decisions. Quote, courts have found that when medical necessity requires it, the public health outweighs the individual rights and liberties at stake.
I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm saying because there's it's sort of a legal, I don't know if it's a maxim or whatever, but there's this idea that necessity can override any amount of, like, principle
or... If it saves just one life!
And that's all it takes, is for just whoever it is that's so-called in charge to say, well, it's necessary.
Right.
So now, public health, it's necessary that we inject people with these things, and the courts will be like, oh, you said it was necessary, so we think it's necessary. All right. Whatever the Constitution says, throw that out. It's necessary.
Now, what I'm going to throw out here, though, is... you know, as a libertarian, I get asked things like this a lot, but what would you say, and because the Jacobson versus Massachusetts case was specifically referring to a smallpox vaccination, what would your response be to somebody that says, well, clearly, you know, vaccination is the reason we don't have smallpox today and nobody has died from smallpox in 40 years, 43 years, actually. How would you respond to that?
Great. If it's a good idea, people should do it voluntarily.
Yeah. Good ideas do not require force.
Well, I would definitely agree with you. Thanks for the opinion, guys.
Sure. Appreciate the call tonight.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a bad idea, then, a hallmark of a bad idea is you got to use force to make people follow what you want them to do. Whereas if it's a good idea, all you have to do is a little cajoling, a little persuasion. You have to explain people why they ought to do this thing. Maybe give them an incentive, like, hey, look, if you can't afford the vaccine, then we'll pay for it. You know, give people a reason to jump on board with it rather than trying to force it upon them.
Yeah, this article also says, in 2019, New York City passed an ordinance that fined people who refused a measles vaccination. So, you know, the tyranny continues.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't go away.
No, it's not getting better.
They continue to stack and stack and stack. It doesn't matter. You know, even if they lost a ruling for the previous one, they just pass another one that gives themselves permission to do, whatever the heck they want. Man, it doesn't matter what you think about it.
No, the only way it matters what you think about it is if you refuse to do what they say. And if other people also refuse to do what they say, then they got themselves a problem. But as long as everybody goes along to get along, then they'll just keep on telling you what to do. Why should they do anything else?
Yeah, this article goes on to say, although states would have the authority to mandate vaccinations, there's more doubt about whether Congress could enact a federal requirement. Well, what, you think because a smaller form of government can do a thing that a larger form, right? Can't somehow? The most likely federal vaccination requirement would come in the form of a tax penalty.
Okay.
I mean, tax is already a penalty, so if you're going to penalize the penalty, isn't that a net bonus for me?
I don't know.
Isn't that a double negative? But Fox said, given the current composition of the Supreme Court, a federal vaccine requirement would likely be found unconstitutional. Likely? I think if they used the words of the Constitution and applied it to most of the things the federal government does, most of the things that they do would be found unconstitutional.
Yeah, it's high time that thing ends.
The words on the piece of paper need go.
The people need go. The paper can stay. I don't care what the paper... The paper doesn't do anything to me.
That's
true. It's the people that are threatening violence and using actual violence and getting away with it. And some people think it's okay.
And think that they're doing the right thing in the process. Yeah. That's the part that bothers me the most, is the noble intent behind it.
Yes.
Right? Like I respect the noble intent. I don't respect the actions that come of it. Because, just plainly, you're wrong! You're just wrong.
If you're using the threat of violence, you're probably wrong.
States that explore a
Even
vaccine...
Even if you're right, you're wrong.
Right. States that explore a vaccine requirement should only do so if the vaccine is widely and readily available, Fox said. I mean, we have a flu vaccine, right? Several of them.
I've never had a new one, right?
But I mean, there exists.
They exist.
A
yes.
flu vaccine. It's promoted every year at your local grocery store or your pharmacy, Rite Aid, Walgreens, whatever. Here, put your arm in here. You know, they put sandwich boards out front. Get your flu shots here. We still have the flu, though.
Yep.
So, you know, if you think a vaccine is going to eliminate the COVID, I got news for you. Not going to happen.
Some people get sick after they take the vaccine.
Not going to happen. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more of a lot of stuff coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones. Especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, come on and tune into the show, everybody. This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio show where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, anything that you would like to talk about, any subject, anything in the news, anything going on in your life. You know, we've talked about so many things here that I can't even tell you that there's anything we won't talk about.
Mm. Pretty much anything.
It's possible. We don't know. 855-450-FREE is the phone number. That's 855-450-3733. If you would like to join us, you can also get us on our Discord line at discord.lrn.fm, and we will get to your calls and your thoughts. But I wanted to talk a little bit more about this article that the previous caller brought up about the vaccines and how states could, theoretically, according to precedent, already require people to be vaccinated by law, force people to be vaccinated.
Sure.
Based on existing precedents. But first, I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or even meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com.
You'd better believe these control freaks are getting their ducks in a row, right? Like, they're doing their research. They've got their cases. They're making their arguments because they know the vaccine thing is going to be challenged. If they do what some people expect them to do, which is to say mandate vaccines,
mm-hmm.
They know it's going to be challenged, and they're going to fight.
Yeah.
And in the courts will likely rule in favor of the state. In a lot of places. Maybe not everywhere. There may be some states where state Supreme Courts do the right thing and, you know, uphold the right of the individual, but generally the state courts rule for the state.
Unless we have some sort of president who signs a, what do you call it?
His Excellency
signs some sort of a, what do they call it, an order?
Uh-huh, yeah, they do.
An executive order, which apparently just seems to be respected as law at this point in space and time. It used to be an executive order was a rare occurrence.
Not to be confused with executive odor.
Which, well, that's not so rare. This lawyer says states would need to allow exemptions for people with legitimate medical risks, like pregnancy, but not exemptions on religious or philosophical grounds.
Right. Religious. It's important. Public health. Everybody is owned by the state, so you will do as you're told. Slave.
He says religious exemptions are not constitutionally required by the First Amendment's free exercise clause, provided that the vaccine mandates don't single out religion. They're not motivated by a desire to interfere with it, he said.
Not our motivation. Yeah. So we can do whatever we want.
If my religion says that my religion prohibits foreign objects entering my body against my will, then they're already interfering with my religion.
It's against God's will.
Indeed. In the workplace, private employers would have a lot of flexibility to require vaccinations and fire workers who refuse them for anything but legitimate medical concerns.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing, of course, with the COVID mask mandates, where private corporations specifically are the key men. You know, these are the key linchpins, if you will, of mandating this stuff. Because if it weren't required at all these big corporations, people wouldn't see them as often. Because now, whenever you go out, if you go into a big corporation, which most people are, if they're getting groceries or, you know, going shopping at some department store or whatever, they're seeing these masks everywhere. Mm-hmm. It makes them feel like they're surrounded by them and that everybody else is doing it. So you better get on board or people will make fun of you. People won't like you if you don't wear a mask.
It really is peer pressure. If yes, you don't wear the mask, we won't think you're cool. We won't like you, and we won't hang out with you anymore.
I actually received a phone call from a local business owner here last night. She was, on Facebook, which is, of course, where drama tends to happen. But there was a thread with one of the city council members here in Keene. Now, for those that don't know, Keene, New Hampshire, just last week passed a mandatory mask ordinance in town. And anyway, this guy actually called the people that disagree with him. So he's in favor of masks. He called the people that disagreed with him F-tards, but he said the full word, right?
Whoa.
So, like, you know, that's just kind of nasty rhetoric when it comes from a city councilor, a sitting city councilor. There's supposed to be some level of decor, I think, that's expected from those people, but he's just coming right out and saying what he really thinks. He thinks you're an F-tard if you don't want to wear a mask.
Another example that these officials, these elected folk, they're not leaders of any way, shape, or form. I if you show me a politician who's a leader, I will show you somebody who's not a politician.
Well, unfortunately, Captain, some people do want politicians to lead them.
Where the heck are we going that we need politicians to lead us to?
It seems pretty bad.
Where are we going?
The place is not somewhere I want to go, but unfortunately it seems like a
where
lot
specifically?
Of people
would the leaders
there.
Please tell us where we're going that
well,
we need lead?
They're not
going
to say it in these words, but medical authoritarian corporate hellscape. I think that's the best combo of words I've come up with.
I don't
so want
to go there. That sounds like a bad thing.
Yeah,
I would rather
sure
not go to that
now.
Place.
I think we're there now.
I think we're too,
and New Hampshire isn't the worst of all the places, but in New Hampshire, Keene's one of the worst in New Hampshire by far.
The article finishes, as long as employers show there are significant costs associated with having unvaccinated workers, they would not need to offer religious exemptions to employees. Under the 1964 Civil Rights Act, employers are not required to accommodate religious employees if doing so would pose more than a de minimis or minimal cost. So, yeah, it's coming. Get ready. If you don't want, if you're, you know, traditionally against the state having any say over your body, right? Your body, your choice. You know, if you said any of these words.
But see, that's one of the funny things, Captain, is that in this circumstance, the people who, I'm just going to generalize here. So some people on the right, for instance, are pushing back against a mandatory vaccine. And they understand that it's their body and it's their choice. But when it comes to abortion, they don't think that it's your body and it's your choice. And the reverse is true, right? People on the left think it's your body and your choice when it's abortion, but when it's putting something else in your, putting something in your veins, according to some state doctor, then no, you don't get a choice anymore.
Right, because they can't apply the philosophy, the principle of the
matter.
They
don't have any.
They can't apply it consistently.
They don't have one to begin with.
Right, because, well, okay, but if they actually saw through the heart of the matter, they would be like, oh, the principle of this is my body, my choice in all things.
I see what you mean. Yeah, if they actually held that as a principle.
Right.
But the reality is they have no principles. The reality is my political party says this, so therefore this. oh, this politician who I respect says this, or this talk show host, Rush Limbaugh or whoever, says something that I, you know, believe in, and so therefore I will believe everything he says.
As an individual, human being on planet Earth, you are the ultimate authority over you.
Mm.
Only you can prevent forest fires. No, I'm just kidding. Only you have the best evaluation of what's good for you. Only you can decide what you prefer and what you don't prefer.
Some people, you're right about that, Captain, but some people choose to grant those decisions to others. Right?
And I'm okay with that, yeah, as long as they do it voluntarily.
Right?
Like, if somebody wants to be somebody else's, you know, slave or whatever in some way, shape, or form, and they sign a contract to do just that,
mm-hmm,
far out, solid, right on. I'm not going to prevent you from doing any of
you
that.
You can have anyone.
But you absolutely do not have any right to do that, to force that upon any other human being on planet Earth.
Oh, Captain, you've just got oppositional defiance disorder.
Perhaps I do. If wanting control over myself, my mm-hmm body, my choices, and my preference is oppositional defiance disorder, then yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I'm opposed, and I am defiant.
Indeed. That's why we get along.
To the point that you may think it's a disorder, but I digress.
We've got a medication for that.
Weed?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean a medical? Right, yeah.
Oh, they're gonna juice us all up if they get the chance.
Oh, you know they are. And it's just like, you know, forcing people to have a vaccine is just as ridiculous as forcing kids not to wear pajamas while doing online learning.
Yeah.
Right? They're both in some of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard, that an organization comprised of force and violence can dictate to you or your family what goes in your body and what you can and cannot wear during activities that you and you alone are responsible for, and during medical things that you should, that your preference should absolutely be respected at every level. It's unfrickin' believable. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.